Ebullient greetings. I'm your host, Jackie Bird of Jackie Bird Spiritual Wellness, your guide to stress and anxiety relief, mindfulness, awareness, self-care, self-love, and personal growth. Welcome and thank you for joining me as we roll with peace in mind. Greetings, everyone. It's been a while, but I've been up to something. I wrote a book and it is available now on my website. It is called 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth. It's a beautiful pictorial guide, lots of gorgeous colors, lots of tools and tips to reduce your stress and anxiety and to increase your mindfulness. Plus, there are blank pages for you to write your thoughts. So I encourage you very much to go to my website, JackieBirdSpiritualWellness.com, and purchase your copy today. So that's why I've been away for a while, but I'm happy to be back. And today's riff is perfection, that thing we aspire to. But why? Ah, perfection, perfection. Some of us chase being perfect. Some of us hate on folks viewed as perfect. Some of us choke the life out of ourselves in the name of being perfect. Why? Some of us pride ourselves on being perfectionists. But are we happier as a result? What happens after something is perfect? Then it's about having the next thing be perfect, then the next, which is impossible. Perfection is defined by the English Cambridge Dictionary as the state of being complete and correct in every way. Whoa, really? And Webster's Dictionary defines perfection as the condition, state, or quality of being free or as free as possible from all flaws or defects. Great Googamooga. That's a pretty tall order and impossible thing to aspire to. Why do we torture ourselves to reach that ideal? Why? It only causes pain for you and for the people around you. I do understand going for excellence in everything you do. I understand doing your level best and wanting that from life as well, but perfectionism? That's for machines, and even they break down. Flaws and more flaws. I always cringe when I hear people say, oh, my flaws are this and that, or his, hers, their flaws are this and that, or being asked in an interview, what are your flaws? No wonder our self-esteem is generally in the gutter. Why look at yourself, things, or people as having flaws? Why not be able to appreciate you, things, and people as they are? Why are things and people to have flaws? And why are you listening to that? That judging thing, how can you possibly ever get to a place of peace if you are seeking perfection in everyone and everything, including yourself? Part of being able to have more joy and peace in life is not being so judgmental. Allowing things, situations, and people to be who and what they are. Being able to change or leave what you can and accepting the things you cannot change or leave. Sure. If you pay for a product and or service, you expect to receive that product and or service as described. If you plan a wedding, you expect the darn thing to go as planned. But that doesn't always happen. And if you view things from a perfection lens, you're going to be disappointed. A lot. Expecting the impossible to be possible. Remember those definitions of perfection that I said earlier? The state of being complete and correct in every way, and the conditioned state or quality of being free or as free as possible from all flaws or defects. Newsflash, life isn't perfect. It is an ongoing, ever-expanding experience. And since you are a part of life, you are life, how can you expect things, situations, and people, including yourself, to be perfect? Sure, when we are in the state of enjoyment, be that with a person, situation, place, experience, or with ourselves, in our hearts and mind, it is perfect because it is a manifestation of a desire and it makes us feel good. So, like a drug, we seek perfection in life, but that is something that is just impossible. And it's rigid. If something doesn't fit an ideal, then we're unhappy and judging. And believe it or not, perfectionism is limiting. There is no room in perfection for growth, for expansion, or being able to have compassion because things don't fit your ideal, which is really based on someone else's ideal of what they deem perfect. And what is perfection, really? It is very subjective. What one person sees as perfect, another would poke holes in it. Perfection is a form of control. It tells you that you are not good enough, that you are not worthy. What you do is not good enough, ever. It's torture. And trust me, I am, or was, a perfectionist. Man, had to let go of that. Now, perfection according to social media. Some of the things that social media tells you. Your nose ain't like hers, so it's bad. Hers is the perfect nose. Your body ain't like hers, so it's bad. You need to fix it. Hers is the perfect body. The hell with the fact that she's photoshopped and filtered for blood. There's something wrong with you if you're not following the hottest trend, because it's the perfect thing to do right now. You need this. It's perfect. And you're not. The perfect getaway. You're not there. You're not perfect, fool. The perfect diet. You're not on it. You should be because you're fat. And so on and so on and so on. No wonder more people than ever are depressed and anxious, especially the young ones coming up. How can you live up to perfection? And again, remember, perfection is subjective. It's somebody else's ideal or idea of what perfect is. And as I said, all of this from a reformed perfectionist. Honestly, I didn't really become happy until I was able to tamp down the perfectionism mindset. Did I have happy moments before? Of course. But I was always looking for the perfect whatever. The perfect mate, the perfect timing, the perfect situation, the perfect show, etc. And that, my friends, was not the makings to having a happy life. Things had to be done my way, which was the perfect way. Things had to fall into place in a perfect way, or it wasn't valid. It wasn't until I began to release the self-imposed constraints of having to be perfect that I was able to see how controlling a person I really was. Good grief. And honestly, perfection is exhausting. As I began to unbuckle the perfectionism yoke, I was ultimately able to go more with the flow in relationships and in life as I let go of the need for things to be, quote unquote, perfect. Now that ain't saying that if my dude puts something on the sink at the wrong angle that I won't straighten it back to my liking. But the fact that he never puts things back the way he finds them doesn't wear me out the way it used to. I've been able to accept it. You know, there are different ways than just my way. And that's what releasing, having to be perfect, makes space for and allows for. That there are many forms of expression. And everybody's expressing in the way that they feel or see or believe to be the way. until they find something else out. Now, this is a message from a friend. I just told you that I am a reformed perfectionist. Yes, paying attention to detail has served me well as a performer, choreographer, and teacher. But the added layer of stress to make someone get things perfect or to have a perfect set of circumstances with a project, ooh, child, I let go of that. And oh gosh, heaven forbid, because I'm a choreographer also, so heaven forbid a child messed up during a show, I would have a cow in my seat, totally unable to enjoy the show. Now and when that happens, if and when that happens, I'm like, ha, 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 keep it moving. It does not stop my enjoy flow. I had a visitation from a dear friend and mentor in a dream, which was as vivid as anything you could physically touch. I was a frequent guest at her school in Colombia. Missy, thank you. I love you. Thank you. I was a frequent guest at her school, and the dream took place a few months after her passing. And I was still very, very much a perfectionist and a stickler, particularly when I was working with children, that things had to be done exactly the way that I taught them. Now, the dream took place, as I said, a few months after her passing. And it was in her school's main dance studio. And with a few variations, it was exactly as I knew it to be. Toward the end of the dream, some children appeared in costume and started dancing. They were in vertical lines, and one of them started dancing the wrong way. Then a few more began going the wrong way, and I remembered looking over at my friend in utter surprise because instead of being upset, she was laughing. Now, in life, she wouldn't have been laughing, but here we are in the dream, and she's cracking up, man. And you want to talk about a perfectionist? Girlfriend was a perfectionist. Here we are, okay, in the dream, and while she was a perfectionist on Earth, in her non-physical sense, where you can see everything, oh my God, she says to me in the dream, Jackie, it's okay if they go left. And she continued laughing. And needless to say, that got my attention. That dream was so vivid, as I said. And everything was as I remembered in the studio with a few variations, as I said. Her voice sounded like it did when she was in the physical body. And, you know, the beginning of the dream, I had just arrived in Colombia and I had just gotten up to the studio and she was talking to a man that I didn't recognize, but he was like security for the studio. And then, you know, these children materialize and they start dancing. But like I said, that stayed with me because that was such an important message coming from someone that was very much a stickler for perfection on Earth, but it allowed me to begin to loosen that yoke of perfectionism, and it allowed me to ease up and to have more joy and to leave space for life. It allowed me to let go of the shackles of perfectionism. You know, perfectionism can make for a very stressful and anxious existence. Since life is not perfect, nor are human beings, trying to squeeze stuff into an ideal is a bit rough, and it takes a toll on our health and inner being over time. Sure, there are plenty of careers and jobs where that kind of detail does call for. I mean, if you're an operating table, you want that thing to be as perfect as possible. But for how long, ultimately, will you be able to sustain that in all aspects of your life and be happy? Peaceful and able to go with the flow. And I mean, even people that have that type of acuity and things have to be quote unquote perfect, you burn out over time. You burn out because of the stress and the burden. You have to find ways in which to breathe and allow for life to show you its magic. Here is a quote from a 2008 Psychology Today article that was written by Mel Schwartz, LCSW, and I quote, "The closest thing to perfection is the ability to be fully present without any distracting thoughts measuring or grading ourselves. We're free to really be in the moment. It's at that moment that we're truly alive. Yet the perfectionist isn't typically present, as they're either busy critiquing the past and replaying their every decision or worrying about the future. So you see, the perfectionist is never really present. Isn't that ironic? The pursuit of perfection limits our ability to be present and literally robs us of the vitality of life. It is unachievable, unimaginable, and frankly, undesirable. So why pursue it? Your time would be far better spent in delving into how to heal the insecurity that catalyzed the desire for perfection in the first place. Perfection is a terribly misguided goal and most often compensation for what really troubles us." Unquote. You know, and when I read this article by Mel Schwartz, it hit home. And I can think back in my own life in terms of this whole perfectionism seed. I grew up into a family, particularly after my mother died, dealing with my dad and my stepmother, where everything had to be perfect because it was basically survival of the fittest in that house. You had to really be on your toes because there was so much violence and abuse. So to be the perfect child, I was the first child, female, from, you know, with a generation, dealing with a generation of parents that it was all about the male, having a father that it was all about the male and the machoism and all of that, that went with a lot of the generation that preceded mine or that grew me or that birthed me. So, you know, you're coming up in a dysfunctional family and you're dealing with people that have their own quote unquote imperfections, which really means their own pain. And not knowing how to heal their own pain, their fears, worries, insecurities, anger is thrust upon you as the child. And so you're coming up trying to be as, what's the word I want? Inconspicuous as possible to basically hide. So that you are not the subject of the violence and the abuse and the anger. Not that I was able to escape it, but in wanting to lessen that to as much as I could, it was about being perfect. And that plagued me through a great deal of my life. But when you begin to look at your own pain and not want to carry that with you throughout the rest of your life, you begin to learn that there's some stuff you have to let go of. And there are beliefs that you might have come up with that don't apply to who you are. And they never did. And that's where the freedom is. Mindfulness is nourishment for the mind, body, and soul. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found useful information in this episode. Be sure to tell your friends, your family, your frenemies about this podcast. Subscribe so that you get the next episode when it drops. Visit my website to pick up your copy of 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth, my wellness guide. I also offer Stress Busters guided meditation, private, group, virtual, or in-person guided meditation sessions. I also create custom guided meditation audio tracks. So if you need something specific, hit me up. I can create that for you. Sound, soul, vibe, and music for sleep, relaxation, yoga, meditation, That's also on my website, JackieBirdSpiritualWellness.com. The transcript to this episode is on my blog, and the link is in the show's description. And remember to roll with peace in mind.